Dictation for Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Zamarron, Z-A-M-A-R-R-O-N. January 22, 1957, addresses a letter, Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, to 31-834-0248. Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow-up for Mrs. Zamarron, advanced renal failure, left-sided nephrectomy, anemia, biopsy proving FSGS secondary type that explains the proteinuria. Last visit in July. She's using the BiPAP machine consistently. She did have some pus packets on her throat, but has resolved. Weight appetite is stable, no vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea blood melena, no stridor or voice changes, no respiratory distress, sputum production hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no smoking, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight losartan, atenolol for blood pressure control, on vitamin D125 for elevated PTH. She is on methadone and Norco. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 124/71. Weight is stable, 179. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress and no speech problems. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from January, creatinine 2.4, which is baseline. GFR 20 stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 12.1, elevated PTH 106. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, left-sided nephrectomy. Next number, CKD stage 4, stable over time, no progression, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, sleep apnea on BiPAP machine. Next number, secondary type FSGS. Biopsy proving to explain the proteinuria, but no syndrome, as there is no edema and normal albumin. Next number, anemia, not symptomatic, does not require treatment, no documented external bleeding. Next number, chronic narcotic use. Next paragraph, continue chemistries on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.